Okay, my name is Lottie Ling O. I am a PhD candidate at NC State University. I study under the direction of Dr. Travis Gannon and Dr. Matt Palazzetto. Today, I'm going to talk to you about atrazine absorption prediction using meta-analysis or experimental study. So the background of how we want to do this study is because atrazine is one of the most widely used herbicides, and it has leaching runoff into groundwater and surface water. And absorption plays a key role in all these processes. So we want to use soil properties to predict atrazine absorption. And because I'm doing a statistics minor for my PhD program, I really want to use my data analysis component to find out how atrazine absorption will be impacted by soil properties. And then after that, I also conducted an experimental study on it as well. So that's the background for the study. And here is a page for some of the snapshot of the results that we have. So the setup for this slide on the left is the meta-analysis. On the right-hand side is the experiment we conducted in NCSU. So they have very similar setup for those figures. The x-axis is organic carbon, and the y-axis is KF. So we just trying to use the organic carbon alone to predict the KF. And before this slide, we did a bunch of analysis using other soil characteristics. But we found out organic carbon is the most important predictor. That's why you see this slide, we use organic carbon only for the prediction. So for meta-analysis, we have found 160 data points in the past 30 years of literature, people who conducted absorption isotherms and associate organic carbon with the KF. On the right-hand side, we use the same line that we modeled from the left meta-analysis and move that to the right-hand side and compare that with a local set of data. You will see that for our local set of data we conducted at NCSU, the R-square of those data is pretty high, it's 0.93. It means it has less of a variation. However, compared to the meta-analysis part, it has more variation and has a lower R-square value of 0.28. On the other hand, you will see in the regional data we collected and at North Carolina, our soils turn to, you see, have like higher slope and also higher intercept than the model we developed using meta-analysis for the using literature. So that's the similarities and differences that we found for these two different approaches. So our conclusion and implication are for meta-analysis, as I just said, it has more data points. We have 160 observations, so you can make a broader inference since our data sampled from all over the world, every continent almost. So you can make a global scale inference. And for the experimental data, it has a higher R-square value, so it's more precise, and it can be utilized in a regional scale like in our North Carolina soils. Those are the disadvantages we just talked about. However, for the disadvantages for meta-analysis, as we saw from the previous slides, we see a lower R-square value, and it indicates it probably will be less precise when we use that model for absorption prediction. And the disadvantages for the experiment we conducted at NCSU, for that model, we have less data points. Even we did more than 12 times 3, 36 absorption isotherm experiment using hundreds of soil tubes, but we still don't have 160 data observations like we did in meta-analysis. So we had less data points and also had a narrow inference we can make in terms of the implication. So that concludes the comparison for meta-analysis and experiment. If you want to find out more, please come to my poster, 183401. Thank you.